Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. It's time to do our usual Tuesday Northwestern check-in on the medical side. Today, we're doing it with Dr. Irfan Hafiz. Doctor, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Everybody wants to know about boosters. Everybody wants to know about eligibility, ages, the rollout of them. What are you hearing the most, and maybe what's the most pertinent piece of advice you could give us today?
Sure. I mean, there's a little bit of confusion as more data is coming out and recommendations are getting updated for the fall with regards to some of the boosters. The bivalent boosters are now available. So there's some questions that have come up around who gets what.
And do we need to worry about matching, like if I had Pfizer or one of the other ones?
So it's only for the primary series. If you're getting the vaccine for the first time, the first and second shot, you do want to stay within the same manufacturer there as much as possible. It's not harmful if you don't, but it would be preferred. With subsequent boosters after that, you can mix and match. There really should not be an issue, preferably staying with the mRNA so you can move between, say, Pfizer and Moderna, whatever's more available. I think the bottom line is don't delay getting your shot just because you're trying to find a specific brand of vaccine.
So it reminds me of what Dr. Copin said last week, because we were talking about the flu vaccine and this latest booster. And he said, if you want to get them both at the same time, go ahead if you're afraid that if you spread them out, you won't get one or the other. And he really wants us to get both. So ideally, as I recollect, you'd wait maybe 3-4 weeks in between. But if you don't think you're going to be disciplined enough to do that, then just get them both at the same time. Where do you come down on that?
I kind of agree with that. There's no real downside to getting them both together. It really shouldn't matter. Both of them are inactivated. However, if you do want to stagger them just for convenience or something like that, that should be fine too. Again, I would say probably, within 2 to 3 weeks. You don't want to delay them too much as you get into the season.
Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of ironic if you were waiting and waiting and then you got the flu set without having gotten the vaccine. Hey, John, please ask the doctor, if I usually feel awful for 2 days with all the vaccines, will I feel doubly worse if I get my flu and COVID booster together? Am I going to double down on how I react?
Probably not. I mean, most people, especially when we got the first series, it is expected to feel sore, get some fever and some chills around that time. The subsequent boosters tended to be a little bit milder than that. Do expect, a little bit of fatigue, some chills and body aches for about a day or so. Just because you're doubling up on both the flu shot and the COVID vaccine, it shouldn't necessarily make it much worse. But, probably don't want to plan anything too active in that day after.
People aren't even getting that booster, are they? I'm reading here that less than 2% of the eligible people have gotten the updated COVID booster.
Correct. And that number is somewhat concerning around that. Certainly the bivalent vaccine has been out. So if someone has finished their primary series and they're eligible for the bivalent, especially if they're over the age of 17 and they have medical condition that put them at risk, certainly do want to get that. Probably in the next couple of weeks is probably an appropriate time to do that.
I can't believe I don't know this off the top of my head. We've just all talked about this stuff so much, but I'm trying to remember when I had my last booster. I was up to date on those. What's the minimum amount of time you should have in between that last booster and this new one?
Yeah, because this bivalent booster not only has the original COVID mRNA in it, but it does have that BA4 and BA5 variant too. So we really want to capture that those antigens as well. Probably, to answer your question, therefore, is about 2 months. So if it's been at least 2 months since you had your previous booster, we do want to go ahead and get this. There's no real harm if you do it sooner, but you probably may not necessarily need that if you just got your booster, say, in July or something like that.
What are you hearing, though, about availability? I mean, if I call Walgreens or swing through, I'm going to be able to get it pretty much on the spot, right?
Yeah, unlike about a year and a half, 2 years ago, where it was very constrained, it's actually been very easy to get the vaccination. So there really should not be an obstacle with regards to getting vaccinated.
Here's how we're letting our guard down. Remember back then, the time you're talking about, people were selling their slots in line. They were going to jail for scamming getting the vaccine, and now we can't drag people there. A couple of more minutes now with Dr. Irfan Hafiz. He is a medical doctor, an infectious disease specialist, and chief medical officer at Northwestern's Medicine's McHenry, Huntley, and Woodstock hospitals. Doctor, what do you want to tell us about our under 5-year-olds with the latest booster?
Well, right now, the under 5-year-olds just need to get their primary series. The data is really not back on the efficacy of the boosters. It's not harmful. I'm not concerned about that. It's just going through the approval process to be able to do that. Now, if it's 5 years or older, should get the primary series,
right,
and should also get a booster at this time. They are eligible for that, to do that.
Fred's got a question for you. You're on WGN Radio. Fred, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Yes, doctor. I just was wondering, I'm totally vaxxed, and I'm up to date with the boosters except for the latest one, but I had a mild case of COVID just last week, and I was wondering, do you have to wait before you get the new booster, and about how long after you've had COVID?
Sure, that is a good question. That does come up often. There isn't a precise necessary answer for that. However, what we do recommend is that you recover from that illness. Now, I'm glad to hear that it was mild because you were fully vaccinated, so your recovery should be relatively quick. Make sure your symptoms are better. Check in with your physician and then follow those recommendations. Usually, it's about a month out to go ahead and get the bivalent booster for the season. And that would still keep you on time for as the season's progressed.
Is the rule of thumb the same, that wait 5 days after the onset of symptoms, and if you're not symptomatic, you can go back out into the public?
Yes. Yeah, that is still currently the guidance there, is about that 5-day mark.
Karen, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you, Karen?
Hi, thank you. My question is for about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and booster, and the Novavax booster that's under testing and been approved in other places in Europe, in the world. So for those of us who don't want and didn't do the mRNA series, if you've had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson booster, do you know if Johnson & Johnson is going to make another booster? And what are your thoughts on the Novavax booster that is under review?
Sure. So currently the guidance is around the mRNA vaccines, mainly because of how strong the response, the efficacy is of them. They're very durable. The Johnson & Johnson does have the booster there, but the seasonal variation of that has, to my knowledge, not been announced. It could be in trial still. I'm not aware of that. Now, the Novavax has been approved in other countries and has met with a fair amount of success. It's based on an older technology, but again, it is being reviewed here. But still, right now, the Pfizer and Moderna are the most advanced, most superior form of the vaccines.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Although, one last question. Just give me a short answer to where are we on medicinally treating the symptoms of COVID. Is there a new drug out? Has it been going pretty well? What do you know about all of that?
Sure. I mean, there's two things that are there. One is the monoclonal antibodies. Now, there are people who, for medical reasons, cannot get vaccinated or may not respond to that. So in those situations, there are long-acting monoclonal antibodies that can give some really good protection. So that is an alternative. It's not better than vaccination, but for those individuals, it's important. Now, with regards to the antivirals, you may have heard that there's a drug, Paxlovid,
yep.
That has been on the market. It has shown to be very efficacious, very good at reducing the likelihood of hospitalization. So definitely that is an option if you are at risk for progression. Now, the key piece there is that you need to start the drug early. If it's more than 5 days since the onset, the response is likely not going to be as good.
Dr. Irfan Hafiz, thank you for joining us today. I don't know that you and I visited before, but a pleasure to talk to you on the radio, sir.
Same here. Thank you.